Mr. Dabellini is your host of the show, where he plays the very best of prank call audio. He calls people up and tricks them a good one, till they get angry and threaten them with a shotgun. He tells all the guys that need to shut up their misses. He calls Circle Kelly and makes them flip all the switches. Carrot Top, landlords, tunnels, and car dings. A brand new adventure every time that the phone rings. It's fun to make people question their reality, so turn the sound up and enjoy the calamity. 6,000 miles from central Argentina, it's the world of prank calls with your host, Mr. Dabellini.
Mr. Bob Dabellini.
Hey everybody, it's been a while. This is Mr. Dabellini from Mr. Dabellini's Wonderful World of Prank Calls. This is a show where I find the very best prank calls that I can, and I present them to you. This is episode 62. Today is July 4th, 2023. Happy Independence Day, everybody. I'm going to start you off with a call to a hotel front desk guy that just doesn't understand the need for good security. And all he wants to do is argue with me.
Clarion, and this is Kyle. How can I help you?
Hey, Kyle. I'm staying here in the hotel.
Okay.
And I've been running hacking utilities off of my laptop computer and capturing key fob codes from my window. You know?
I don't understand.
Whoa, you keep making that noise. That's staticky noise.
I think that cord on the phone is...
Well, don't move then. But yeah, I've been capturing key fob codes. So I'm basically able to unlock cars in the parking lot, and some of them I was able to actually get in and drive around. So I'm trying to raise awareness about security. I'm a pen tester. I'm a security researcher.
Okay.
And I've been moving people's cars around in the parking lot. I've moved four of them so far. I just don't want people to think I'm a car thief. So if anyone comes up to the front desk and says, "Hey, my car is missing, someone stole it," can you just tell them to walk around the building and they'll find it? Because what I've mostly been doing is parking it on the opposite side of the building.
Okay.
Yeah, sure. There's a minivan. It was like a Chevy minivan. And one was an Elantra, there was a Tesla. It's like all of the newer modern cars, because, you know, they let you start the car with the, you know, just wirelessly start the car.
Yeah, and you're authorized to, like, do this stuff?
Oh, no, well, I mean, I'm a security researcher, that's all. But I'm not a car thief. You know, if I was a car thief, I'd take the car off the premises and,
right,
you know. But I didn't do that. I just drove it around the parking lot. Just to raise security awareness, so your guests will know that anyone could just open up their car and drive it off. I could drive this car to Mexico if I wanted to.
Sure.
The one I'm in right now. I'm getting out of it right now. I parked it on the other side of the building.
Okay.
This one's a luxury car. It's a Lexus.
All right. I would like to ask you to not go into other people's vehicles, though. That's kind of an invasion of privacy.
Well, they
kind
of left them open by, you know, using a modern key fob system.
Yeah.
So I'm not trying to cause any problems.
I understand. Just because the vehicles were open doesn't, I mean...
Yeah, but I can start their car with their key fob code. They're just transmitting it out there into the air where anyone can grab it.
That's kind of crazy.
Has anyone complained yet?
Nobody has complained yet, but I'm sure they will.
Okay, yeah, because they're going to think their car has been stolen, but then you can just say, "Oh, no, it's just parked around the side of the building."
Okay.
On the other side. Just have them walk around the hotel.
Well, I don't really know how to explain this to people that a guest in the hotel has been moving their vehicles. So
you can give them my phone number if you want. I'll explain to them.
Okay, maybe sure. Let me take your information down.
I can get work that way.
What's your name?
This is Roy.
And your last name?
Gerbel.
How do I spell that?
G-H-E-R-B-I-L.
Thank you. And what's your phone number, Roy?
It'd be 8,166,014,403. It's the same one that's on the caller ID.
It's not showing anything on the caller ID.
Oh, okay, so 8,166,014,403. Is somebody laughing?
Are you still there?
Yeah, why'd you put me on speakerphone?
I just took you off speakerphone.
Oh, thank you. I'm a hacker. Yeah. I can tell when I'm on speakerphone.
Yeah, I believe that. I just don't... I don't understand your phone number. 8,160,000,000...
No, 166 million.
Okay, can you say this to me in, like, a normal phone number?
Oh, no, this is how us hackers talk.
Oh, well, I'm not a hacker.
Okay, well, it's just it's a normal number. You know, it's a 10-digit number, which would start in the single-digit billion, which is 8,166,014,403.
Okay.
If that's confusing, it's because there's a zero before the 14,000. So it'd be like a 014. You know. And then 403.
I'm sorry, Roy. This is extremely confusing. This entire situation is above my head.
Oh, I just caught another. Another one just came through on the computer. I'm pretty sure I'm going to be able to open this one up. It shows it's a BMW. Like, do you know which customers have which cars?
Yeah, but I can't give you any of that information.
Okay, well, no, I don't need it or anything. I just the BMW is going to be moved here in a minute. I'm going to move it to the back side of the hotel because there's parking spaces back there.
I mean, I would really prefer if you didn't.
Yeah, but it's a lesson. It's a lesson in computer security.
I mean, I understand that it's a lesson to you, but other people may not, and they may call the police.
Well, would they rather that I steal their car? Like, if it's not me, someone else could just steal their car. Like, this doesn't take a lot of brains to do this. It's just a piece of software on my laptop.
Yeah, you're right. But I feel like most people don't have that technology just readily available.
Oh, yeah, they do. No, you can just download it on the internet and run it on your regular laptop. It just works over the Wi-Fi.
Interesting.
It's easy. Anyone could steal a car these days. But I'm not stealing them. I'm just moving them over to a different parking spot to teach them a lesson.
Okay. Well, I'm going to let you go, Roy.
Alright. Just give my phone number.
I didn't write your phone number down.
Well, I gave it to you like 3 or 4 times.
You didn't give me a phone number. You gave me 400 digits.
No, I did. That was 10 digits. Do you not understand how to write down large numbers?
Why would I write down a billion in a phone number? It just doesn't make sense.
Listen, 1 billion is 10 digits, just like a phone number. So think of it that way. 8,166,000,000. How would you write that? And then 14,403. Easy.
All right, man. I'm going to let you go.
Good.
All right.
It looks like that call happened in September of 2022. It's always good to use your hacking skills for good, you know, like breaking into people's stuff just to teach them a lesson. And that way they'll be prepared when the real bad guys come around. Next, I have something that Milkbox sent to me earlier today. This is him really wanting to milk his animals. For some reason, that's pretty weird. Milkbox, you fucking weirdo.
Hello.
Oh, hey, how are you? I'm calling about your puppies.
Okay.
You have rabbits as well.
Yes,
oh,
I have
beautiful.
Cows too.
Are they racing cows by any chance?
Well, I don't know. We don't race them.
We have a racetrack and we do race animals here. We have puppies that we race. We race bunnies. We race ducks.
We have ducks too.
Racing ducks or regular ducks?
I don't know. What's the difference between a racing duck and a regular duck?
Have you got any goats?
Nope, no goats.
Okay, what about the puppies?
Collies would not make a good race dog. Dottie is the mom.
Okay, so she's a milk dog. Okay, great. How many gallons can we get?
You don't milk a dog.
Well, you can milk anything with nipples.
She's pretty well dried up.
Because I'd pay extra if we can get some dog milk.
I'm not interested in selling dog milk. I have cow milk. Do you know what A2A2 milk is?
You bottle the dog milk?
I don't get dog milk.
So we have to manually milk the dog?
You're not going to milk my dogs. The puppies are pretty well weaned, so she has no milk left.
Well, at least let me try. I mean, I can...
No, you are not going to try to milk my dog.
Nothing weird, just an ordinary milking. It's a regular milking. I can milk your dog.
Nope, I don't want my dog milked. Like I said, she's dry.
What's your price to let me milk your dog?
There is no price.
The puppies have milk? I can milk a puppy.
You cannot milk a puppy because they do not have any milk.
But you don't know until you've tried.
No animal will give milk until it produces offspring.
Can you impregnate the puppies? We'll get the milk from them.
These puppies are only 9, 10 weeks old.
Okay, well, look, help me help you here. How do we get the milk from the puppies?
You wait till they're 2 years old and breed them and then they will produce milk.
I need immediate puppy milk. I need it now.
You're not going to get it at my house.
Then give me bunny milk.
I've got cow milk.
You said you had like R2-D2 milk, and that's...
I did not. I said... A2A2 milk. Just be regular cow's milk.
I want to buy your bunny milk. I want to buy your puppy milk. I want to get these things milked and drained.
Well, I don't have... You can't milk a rabbit.
Yeah, well, rabbits are fast. I'll drain the rabbits. No problem. Yeah, let's drain them. We'll get the race milk. We'll get the race going. I like it. How much to milk your rabbits?
No, I am not interested in that.
Okay, then we'll milk the ducks.
Ducks don't give milk.
You say this as if you've tried it. Until you try it, you don't know.
Have you ever tried to milk a duck?
I'm trying anything that'll work.
Ducks don't produce milk.
You ever eaten duck breast before?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what do breasts produce?
But they don't have any mammary gland.
Chicken breast, duck breast, goat breast, they all
Sir,
have breasts.
You're not going to get any at my house.
You just told me you have a milk dog, so let me just get some of that sweet, sweet milk.
I did not tell you I have a milk dog.
Give me access, please.
Sorry. Look up a kennel and call them and...
And they'll milk. I can milk their puppies?
Don't know. You'd have to get permission from the owners.
No, we don't have time for that. I just got to get in there and start milking.
I'm sorry. I've got to go. Goodbye.
Oh, that milk box. Whatever will he get up to next? Milkbox does a show on prankcast.com/milkbox every Monday evening, and sometimes on the weekends too. I don't know which show that call was from, but I know it was a recent one, like this past week or something. Next, I'm gonna move another car from another hotel, but for completely different reasons.
Thank you for calling King Dan Sweet. This is Anne. How can I help you?
Hey, Anne. I'm one of your guests. I'm staying here, and I found somebody's keys. It's like a whole key ring. It's like a, you know, car keys. And is it out there by the pool?
Okay. You said it's outside?
Well, I mean, I took them.
Okay.
So I have the keys, and I'm going around the parking lot, and just I'm trying to beep their car to see which one it is, but I'm also trying the key in every single lock in all the cars in the parking lot.
Okay.
So,
yeah, if you want to just bring them up to the front desk and we can keep them up here, I can store them.
Yeah, well, I'm gonna keep trying like all the cars because there's a lot of cars in the parking lot. I want to try and figure out which car it belongs to first, and then I'm gonna move their car to the other side of the parking lot, like you know, to a different.
I wouldn't do that.
Well, they gotta be taught a lesson. They can't like. This is, like, super irresponsible because not only, like, do I have the key to their car, but I can look on their registration and see where they live, and I can make a copy of their house key. I wouldn't do that because I'm a nice person.
That's also against the law, so you should just return them into the
Well, no, I didn't steal the keys, ma'am. I just found the keys, and I'm just trying to figure out which car they belong to, and I'm not going to take it off of the hotel property. I'm just going to move it around to the other side.
But if it's one of our guests, you can just return them to the front desk, and that's, you know, what they would do, and then the guest would come to us and ask us
that's
if
probably what
anybody
happens.
Turned in some keys.
That's probably what happens every time they lose their keys. They need to be taught a lesson, so I'm going to move their car around to,
and
like,
you could get in a lot of trouble if you would touch their property.
Well, no,
I'm not stealing.
I'm not stealing their car. I'm gonna not leave the premises here. I'm going to just move it to a different parking spot.
If you're telling me this, then that I know that you're going to be in their property. Touching their property is not...
I'm not really going to look at their registration, and I'm not really going to make a copy of their house key. But there's two car keys on here, so I'm trying them all, and I'm just going to move their car.
That's okay. I'm not giving you permission to do that because that is against the law to go up to other people's cars and move their property. You should just turn it into the business that it belongs to, where that guest could be staying. You shouldn't go into anybody else's car like that.
Okay. Well, is the Applebee's restaurant, is that technically the hotel property? Can I just move it to the Applebee's
parking spot.
I'm not giving you permission to move anybody's property. Well, no, you cannot do that.
If I find out which car it is, I'm just
you can call the police and tell them and agree with
not
that.
Not a police matter. This is just a dumbass matter.
Well, it is. You're going into somebody else's property and moving it. You can't do that. Like, that's...
Well, you know what she shouldn't do?
You can't do that.
I assume it's a woman that's doing this, but, like she shouldn't be, like, throwing her keys around on the ground.
They could have fell out of anything. You can't do this. I'm not giving you permission to do this.
Well, I'm going
to
bring you the keys.
It doesn't matter if you're touching their property.
I'm not going to look at their registration at all. I'm not going to go through anything in their van.
You're touching their property and you're moving their vehicle is against the law. You can't do that.
I'm just going to move it to the Applebee's. And then
I'm not giving you permission to do this.
I don't think I need permission.
Return
like,
the keys
I'm not doing anything
to
illegal.
Applebee's or us.
Okay, well, no, I'll bring the keys to you. As soon as I'm done moving their car over to Applebee's. It's not a big deal. There's another lady just arguing for no reason. Just for the sake of arguing. Next, I've got something that happened just a couple weeks ago on Synthhead's show, which is called the Bassbot Show. And I don't know when he does it. It might just be whenever he feels like doing it. But somebody challenged him to get two Planet Fitnesses to set off their lunk alarm simultaneously over the phone. I don't know if somebody challenged him to that or that's just his own challenge. But believe it or not, he made it happen. Here is a part of that call.
Hello, is this the Two Planet Fitnesses?
Hello.
Yeah, sorry about that, guys. Hi.
Okay, great. No worries. So, the other location, they had a recent alarm that was actually upgraded. So, what's going to happen is at the other location is going to turn on their alarm, and then you'll turn on your alarm, and if yours is maybe 50 or 100 hertz lower, then the motor is just starting to wear out, and we'll just send you a new one. Does that sound okay for both of you?
Okay.
Sounds
and how
good.
Do I tell if it's, will you tell, or...
Yeah, the positive side to all this is the other location actually has a more recent alarm, and so they're basically the tone that will let you know if it's exactly. So
okay.
Yeah, if both of you, I'll let you both coordinate a time. If both of you would turn on the alarms at about the same time, 30 seconds or so should be just about enough time to figure it out. Okay, great. Yes, if you wouldn't mind coordinating that. Thank you so much, y'all.
Yep, no problem.
So does the count of three sound good?
Okay, yep, ready.
Alright, is that good?
That was... well...
So they actually did it. Two different Planet Fitness gyms set off their lunk alarms, and if you don't know, the lunk alarms are the things that they have on the wall designed to shame their customers when the customers are being too loud or drinking water out of non-approved containers. They can set off the alarm at them and shame them in front of the other customers. And we love to call up Planet Fitnesses and just get them to set off the alarm for no reason, because it's really loud and it pisses off customers, as you're going to hear in this next part, because of course those two didn't leave their alarms going for long enough, so he convinces them to try again, but this time they need to set a timer for 40 seconds.
We'll do 40 seconds, okay?
That sounds perfect, thank you.
Alright. I am all ready.
Right.
Okay.
Alright, so 3, 2, 1...
Hi. This is Greg again. Hi, how are you doing? Do you still have both of you with me?
Yep.
Hey, that's perfect.
Okay, thank you. So sorry about that.
Yeah, I know this is a little annoying to the patrons.
So there you go. Synthid actually pulled it off. Good job, Synthid. You got two Planet Fitnesses to set off their lunk alarms at the same time. We didn't think it could be done, but Synthid proved us wrong. And speaking of lunk alarms, Devin pulled off her first lunk alarm ever just recently. I think it was 2 or 3 weeks ago. And I have a recording of that here because I know you all want to hear more of a siren going off in the background. And it sounds awful. But here's a clip from a recent show. I think it was Devin's show, the Take Your Pants Off show, but maybe it was somebody else's show.
Yes, I'll time it out.
Ask him to count it out loud so we know.
Oh, yeah, Mr. Biggs is on here, too.
Yeah, can you count it out loud so we can go ahead and run along with you?
I forgot they got him to count
for sure.
While the alarm goes off.
1 1 sound, 2 1 sound, 3 1 sound, 4 1 sound, 5 1 sound, 6 1 sound, 7 1 sound, 8 1 sound, 9 1 sound, 10 1 sound, 11 1 sound, 12 1 sound. 51 sound,
51 sound, 52 1 sound, 61 sound, 62 1 sound, 63 1 sound, 64 1 sound, 65 1 sound, 66 1 sound, 67 1 sound, 68 1 sound, 29 1 sound, 30 1 sound. Let me see. Hold on. Okay, our machine did not pick that up. Oh my goodness, this is such a pain. Could we try it? Let's see. Could we have you do that one more time? And I apologize.
I'm making the members a little bit unhappy, but
I can do it again. If anybody comes up to you, please give them the phone, and we will make it right with whatever they want. Free juices, anything, okay? I am so sorry.
I'll let them know.
Yeah, let them know. Say, please, members, we need to test the lunk alarm. I'm sorry.
Excuse me, gym members, I need to test the lunk alarm one more time. I'm sorry. Okay. I'm about to activate it.
Okay, thank you. Can you
1 1 sound, 2 1 sound, 3 1 sound, 4 1 sound, 5 1 sound, 6 1 sound, 7 1 sound.
Can you turn it off real quick?
1 9 sound. Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. Okay, so we just got a message from a member. Could you announce loudly?
One more time.
Yeah. And could you just say, I'm sorry, members.
Gym members, I'm going to be activating the lunk alarm for a test. Sorry, it's going to be loud.
You have to be sincere.
And say, this is not a robbery. I'm sorry.
To them, though.
Yeah, and just say, this is not a robbery. Thank you. This is a drill.
Okay. This is not a robbery. This is a drill. Why do you have to say that, though?
Because I don't need any of the members assuming that it's... that there's something going on. Sometimes when people set off the lunk alarm, they assume that it's something going on register-wise, but this is just a test.
Okay.
So if we could just set off the lunk alarm for another 30 seconds, and I need you to slow down your counting. 1-1,000, 2-1,000, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
One 1,000, two 1,000, three 1,000, four 1,000, five 1,000, six.
The pitch 1,000, sounds off.
Seven 1,000, eight 1,000.
No, oh. No, keep it going, keep it going.
9-1,000, 10-1,000, 11-1,000, 12-1,000, 13-1,000, 14-1,000.
We've got a bad reading. It's about 300 hertz too low there, Rachel.
I think we're going to have to replace this one.
9-1,000.
Yeah, it's not. It's not.
Are your cheeks clenched?
14-1,000, 15-1,000.
Yeah, they are.
17-1,000, 18-1,000, 19-1,000. 21,000, 21,000, 22,000, 23,000, 24,000, 25,000, 26,000, 27,000, 28,000, 29,000, 31,000. Okay.
Oh. Keep it going. Keep it going.
It's a test.
Can you ask that lady in the background to calm the fuck down?
This poor kid, he's doing everything they say. I feel bad for him, but this is awesome. So I scrolled ahead and he doesn't really do anything more. He finally catches on that it's a prank, and the call very slowly ends with him realizing he has been had. But holy crap, can you believe he yelled, "This is not a robbery," to all of the guests there? That was crazy. It looks like we're about done with the show, but I'm going to play one more of my own hotel calls. I will not be stealing a car in this one. Instead, I'm going to use my hacking skills to look at naked girls.
Thank you for calling Roadway Inn.
Hey, I'm staying here at the Roadway Inn.
Okay.
And I have a question.
Okay, what's the question?
Well, I'm on your Wi-Fi, you know, and I've got some hacking utilities on my laptop, and I've been hacking into the other guests' computers, and I'm watching this girl on her MacBook, and she's sitting in her room naked. And what's the policy on that? Are you allowed to just be sitting around in your room naked?
First of all, I wouldn't be hacking anybody's stuff. It's none of your business what they do in their room. It's none of our business what we do in our room.
Well,
I'm sorry, but
I'm a security researcher, ma'am. I was at DEF CON this year at the hacker convention in Las Vegas.
Okay, so that's
where I learned how to do this.
Okay, but we don't need you hacking our system. What you need to go look at other people's stuff for?
Well, I just wanted to make sure nothing was going on, but she's sitting in there naked and she's smoking a cigarette. Do you have smoking rooms here? I didn't think...
No.
Yeah, she's in there smoking a cigarette.
What room?
I don't know, because I can't see her door. Like, how do we figure out who she is? She seems to be single, because there's only one suitcase.
I don't know.
Okay, well, she's definitely smoking a cigarette. It's just a cigarette. It's just tobacco, but... Like, she's in there smoking. And she's naked, and...
You know, okay, well,
I'm just sitting here watching her on her webcam, and it's a little off-putting.
That's a little strange.
I know. Why would she just be sitting around naked by herself? Like, there's nobody else in there.
Well, that's why I said I don't understand why you would be hacking somebody into somebody's computer to watch them smoke a cigarette while they're naked in their own room, in the privacy of their room.
Yeah, I was looking for MP3 files on their computers, because I'm trying to build up my collection of music. And it helps me, find different music that I wouldn't normally find on my own. And her music sucks, by the way, but it's fine.
That's good for her, but you shouldn't be doing that.
Okay, well, she shouldn't be in there smoking a cigarette while she's naked.
Right. But she has the privacy of her room to smoke a cigarette naked. Well, she has the right to be naked in her room.
Yeah, she should be smoking.
In her room, but...
Well, is there a naked policy? Because, are we allowed to just sit around in our rooms naked? Because I don't do that.
It's your room to be private in.
Well, she's naked top to bottom. Like, I can see her I can see her boobs right now. And she stood up once, and I can see everything. She's just completely naked. Here, let me try her right back.
Thank you for calling Roadway Inn.
Hello there. Is it okay if I go around and knock on people's doors? Because I'm trying to figure out which room this girl's in.
Why are you trying to go in that girl's room?
Oh, no, I'm not trying to go in her room. I want to tell her that she's not supposed to be smoking in there. Because she's in her room smoking. So is it fine if I just go around and knock on doors and just see if I smell cigarette smoke?
Absolutely not. That's not what you told me before either.
Come yet?
What are you talking about? Told you before.
What you told me before, you said that she was naked smoking in her room.
Right, but she's smoking. Like, she's not supposed to be smoking cigarettes in her room.
No, but you're not supposed to be breaking and hacking into people's computers either. That's none of your business.
Well, I was trying to get... I'm building up my MP3 collection.
That's still none of your business. You're not supposed to be doing
that. Okay, sir, are you staying here with her?
Yes, I'm in my room right now. But I'm watching this girl on my computer through her webcam on her MacBook, and she's naked, sir, and she's smoking cigarettes. And it's not just one cigarette. She's got an ashtray there.
Ooh.
It's a Peltzer smokeless ashtray, and she's got several cigarettes in it.
What room?
I don't know, because I can't see her door.
We cannot knock the doors, you know, and you should not watch these things.
I'm gonna go around and I'm gonna knock. I'm gonna knock on people's doors.
If you do that, first thing, you cannot watch people like this.
Oh no, it's easy. It's just a hacking software. I just downloaded it from the internet.
No, you cannot hack.
What?
You cannot hack.
Yes,
you cannot hack people.
Do your job. Don't worry about anyone. She's naked or not, or smoking or not. It's none of your business.
Sir, she's sitting there naked, completely naked. Like, she doesn't have any pants on.
In her room, right?
She doesn't have any top on.
In her room, right?
Yeah, and she's approximately a C-cup.
You cannot do anything. If you do anything stupid, we will call cops.
Okay, well, it's such a moral dilemma for them. Because on one hand, I'm a hacker. But on the other hand, I'm finding people smoking in their rooms, breaking the rules. They just don't know how to respond. I think that's where we're going to end it on today's show. So thanks, everybody, for listening to Mr. Dabalina's Wonderful World of Prank Calls. If you'd like to hear more of my prank calls, I do a show every week. It's called The Snowplow Show, and you can find episodes of that over at snowplowshow.com. Listen to Milkbox on prankcast.com/milkbox. And you can listen to Devin do her show every single Wednesday night at prankcast.com/DevinAnastart. I'll have links to all of this stuff in the show description if you want to check any of these shows out. And oh yeah, Synthed. I don't know when he does his show. I kind of think it's random, but he's located at prankcast.com/Synthed. Thanks for listening, everybody. I'll see you next time.
Lick my balls. Slowly kill yourself with alcohol. It's party time. All the time. Drink till you get bubbles in your spine. I'm on Skype, making friends and calling people up and bothering them. It's not even funny, just petty crimes from a cripple getting drunk off the government's dime. Yeah.
Азбуку знать пора.
Yeah. Party time.
Азбуку знать пора.
Yeah.
Explore the state and I work great. Got a fit back, I can lift that all day. With a ball and a chain, crawl in the rain. Get a six pack, split that court and complain. Fall into flames. Trabajo la niñas all in the frame.
The assembly line.
Applied sciences for assembling appliances. Resemble what compliance is. For world trade alliances. See a young Thai slave makes a fun size wage. Dazed in a grave for some crumbs in a cage.
That's my son on the stage.
Clowns in a circus bound to a third shift. Worst is kids used to laugh at me. Now we all work in a factory. Yay! Back in the days in foster care, dreaming that my real dad was the mayor. But he wasn't, he was just a drunk. My parents are dead, and I'm stuck.
building products, electronics, Vela factories, philharmonics, lift style isotonics, robot muscle mass blast hydraulics. That's economics. Straight for the state, we're patriotic. Foster kids, take formation. It's time to foster creation. Yay!
Азбуку знать пора. Азбуку знать пора.